This is what it looks like. This is the real thing served over the internet. Look at the quality of that picture.
This is PodTech News from the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Intel CEO Paul Otellini unveiled Vive partnerships with DirecTV, AOL, and the world's top sporting event. Here's part three of four from Otellini's January 5th, 2006 keynote address.
So what does this all mean? I believe it means we're at a threshold of a new digital entertainment era. Vive is going to bring the experience of digital entertainment to where it belongs, the big screen. This really is nothing short of revolutionizing entertainment. Now, we couldn't do this without a number of content partners to bring this experience to life. I'm pleased to introduce Chase Carey, who's the president and CEO of DirecTV. And Intel and Direct have been working together to enable entertainment services on Vive. And today, for the first time, you'll start seeing digital premium pay TV content available on PCs.
Thanks, Paul. It's great to be here. DirecTV has really been a leader in innovation in the television business since we launched over 10 years ago. We were the first to provide 100% digital quality, first to provide national HD programming, the first to integrate a DVR in a set-top box. And we're really excited to be working with Intel to bring really a whole new level of innovation to our business as we provide a whole home experience for our customers.
And how does Vive help do this?
Well, what Vive is going to enable us to do is to provide content to the consumer on a secure basis to access throughout the house. And DirecTV has prided itself on being at the forefront of providing the best content, you know, in the business, whether it's our Sunday ticket package, which we enhanced further this year, original programming we're launching like CD USA, which is for the music business, interactive product like our mixed channels, or Massive Gaming League. And what we're going to do is work with Intel to develop an integrated satellite tuner PC that will enable this DirecTV content to be accessed throughout the home on the laptops, PCs, the handhelds, you know, the other devices in the home, so that, you know, we really take what today we're proud to have the best television experience in the business, and we're going to take it to another level, letting the consumers access it when, where, and how they want.
That's fantastic. So we'll take the DirecTV digital signal and put it directly into these entertainment PCs and Vive-based PCs that are out there. I really think that's exciting. Is there anything else on the other side of the cable we could do?
Yeah, I mean, we are particularly excited that, you know, that the set-top box we're developing here will not just enable us to take, you know, our television content and access it throughout the devices in the home, but we're going to be able to take the PC content and provide access to it on the set-top on the big screen TV set. Mm-hmm. So in essence, the big screen TV set can really play a role, you know, throughout the household at the center of the experience we're developing. You know, so the content you might have traditionally associated with a PC, be it music or photos, you'll be able to access on the highest quality device in the home, the big screen mm-hmm. TV.
That's great. So this new set-top box will have the integrated digital media adapter technology and allow you to see that all of that personal content and other internet-based content now on those screens that are existing in terms of the large TVs that are there.
Yeah, and this set-top box is really what's going to enable us, you know, to bring this experience. And we're going to be able to bring this experience, you know, to the market in record time because it's going to be based on the open DLNA standard. You know, we're truly, you know, excited about it. We look forward to working with Intel to develop this next generation of DirecTV for our 15 million plus customers, and we think it'll be a great future for both of us.
Well, so do I, and we're excited about delivering breakthrough content through this collaboration.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Chase. Now, the digital media explosion is not just happening in the United States. In fact, some would argue that it's happening even faster outside the United States. Vive is going to bring the world to your living room. Innovation in online entertainment is happening around the world. In the United States, we're starting to read headlines like this to talk about the end of television as you know it, all referring to this content coming to a variety of digital devices, all served up over the internet. We're also seeing a new wave of internet portal business models evolve. Portals are beginning to increasingly feature digital media as major parts of their business models. The leader in online video programming is offering a wide range of channels that make it easy to see music videos, concerts, comedy, science fiction, and original programs in a whole lot of new ways. And we're happy to be working with them as well. I'm happy to introduce John Miller, who's chairman and CEO of America Online.
Thank you very much, Paul. Good to be here. Thank you.
I said before that the platform doesn't matter without content. AOL is a visionary in driving leadership of online entertainment over the internet. And now AOL is driving online content to Vive.
Yeah. I think, first of all, it's great to be here. This is an exciting time for the internet, exciting time for AOL, an exciting time to be part of what Intel is doing with Vive. I think when you talk about content online, it's a time that's come. People want what they want. They want to watch it on demand. They want to share it. They want to personalize it. It's been talked about for so long, but now it's a reality, and it's finally time for this to be a big success.
Well, you know, I was surprised at the amount of video that's there. What kind of content is on AOL.com?
Now, we've believed in this for a long time. So we have over 20,000 assets that are original and licensed that we license through AOL, and we have a lineup of tremendous programming, phenomenal lineup of the highest quality programming. You can see some of the logos here of the different things that we offer. In addition to the programming itself, we have a new format that we've introduced, AOL Hi-Q, which delivers DVD quality over the internet. It's not the grainy stuff that you're used to seeing in the small window. This is full DVD, full screen quality. And now working together with Intel and the Vive platform, we can bring all this great content in this high-quality format to PCs, to big-screen experiences, to mobile experiences, crystal clear, Hi-Q.
And I understand you've created a format to allow me to be able to enjoy this from my couch.
Absolutely. I think everyone's been waiting for what is a real 10-foot format, the remote control URI. Now we can do that with the same thing that you get on PCs. We have a format now that works great in the remote control environment. I think we can take a look at that.
Okay.
It's a very simple interface. You can scroll the menus. There are arrows on the remote. This is now launched, as of today, a Vive-enabled living room with AOL Pictures, where you can share and personalize your photo collections. AOL Radio, which features over 100 channels of CD-quality radio, including the XM channels. And later in Q1, we're launching the full AOL Music service with over 1 million songs that will be available on demand.
Wow.
Now, it's also fun to browse, but with over 20,000 assets, you have to be able to search as well. So let's talk about search, and let's say, Paul, what would you like to see?
Oh, how about the Dave Matthews Band?
Glad you asked. We're big fans of the Dave Matthews Band at AOL. Let's have a look. You can easily get to the search screens, navigate to music, talk about the artists, and then get to filling in Dave Matthews Band, DMB if you're a fan, you would know that. And then you click on that, and bingo, you're in there watching the Dave Matthews Band, searching from all the assets. Now notice this is important. There's an ad at the bottom. This is ad-supported, free service to the consumer.
Wow, that looks terrific, Dave.
Now, in addition to this, there's so much more. There's movie trailers, there's games, there's television shows. And in the world of television, we announced a few months ago, Into TV, working with Warner Brothers, our sister division, we're talking about over 14,000 series of television now brought to you over the internet. And Paul, I'm sorry to say, you're old enough to remember shows like Welcome Back, Kotter.
Probably. Wasn't that John Travolta's first brush with fame when he played Vinny?
Indeed. Let's take a look. This is what it looks like. This is the real thing served over the internet. Look at the quality of that picture.
Hey, Vinny, have you seen my...
Now, there's tremendous fan base for shows like this, and again, being able to see it, that was based off an original 1975 source tape. That is the real quality that is offered today in the Into TV platform with Hi-Q and with Intel and with Vive. In addition, there's many other shows like Kotter, Kung Fu, Wonder Woman, Babylon 5, and many, many more. And I think when you look at this, you see the opportunity to go into many different genres. If we could go to our horrors and Heroes channel, we can take a look at the sci-fi series Babylon 5 and take a look at the quality of this, which is a more recent series. And in addition, notice that it's supported by ads. Again, this is free to the consumer, ad supported.
Again?
Want incredible entertainment experiences in your lap? Get Intel Centrino mobile technology in your laptop.
Great quality content, real volume. Again, 14,000 series with terrific reproduction, a terrific platform for viewing television. And I hope you'll agree it never looks so good.
I don't think it has. And the ad even looked good, too. You know, great content, stunning quality, and free to the consumer, you know, and all from the comfort of my couch.
Absolutely.
Now, we're really thrilled to see this whole new amount of content coming online from AOL. And actually, we're very excited about the new model you're building for advertisers. And Intel's thrilled to be advertising on AOL as part of this.
And thank you, and we're glad you're advertising with us. I think it really is a pivotal moment, because what we're seeing now is, and you got to be careful when you use this word, but convergence, true convergence of great content, great platform, great technology, the viewing experience, the UI, and a business model that supports it, which is free and ad-supported to the consumer. I think we're about to see this take off. And this is one of the big things that has always been the promise and part of the power of the Internet, and we're really now seeing it being fulfilled. So thank you, Paul, for having us be a
You're
part
welcome,
of this.
John. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Yeah. Bye-bye. We've seen broadcasters embracing this new content delivery type. I think that perhaps the ultimate in on-demand experiences is sports. In the next coming weeks, the eyes of the world are going to turn to Torino for the 20th Olympic Games. The 20th Olympic Games represent an opportunity for broadcasters and the rights owners to be able to extend their franchise. Intel is excited to be working with NBC to bring the Olympics to Vive.